All right, everyone, welcome to the Perspective Podcast. Just to give a little bit of an introduction here. This is really just my attempt to kind of document my attempt at starting this clothing thing, trying to start this little apparel brand. And it's been a while in the making. I don't really know what I'm doing. But that's the fun part, I guess. You're learning new things, and we're making it happen out here. Just to give you the backstory a little bit, I started trying to start this, in early 2017. I'm recording this in July of 2018. So it all started when I was really just super fed up at my last job. I was working at a chemical plant. I'm starting a clothing brand. I appreciate aesthetics and being in beautiful or interesting surroundings, and the plant was really not doing that for me. It was ugly, it was dirty. I was convinced I was being poisoned by some kind of fumes or vapors all the time. And I wanted to start something different. I wanted to do something a little bit creative, learn some new skills. And I had begun by taking this Snapchat sketch from back when Snapchat was just pictures and drawing with your finger on it. And I drew this shirt on myself once upon a time that had some crazy design on it. And eventually I tried to turn that into some fabric because I thought I might want to make a sport shirt or like a button-down shirt out of this fabric with this design printed on it. That didn't really go anywhere. Then fast forward to January 2017. I started playing around with Adobe Illustrator and some drop shipping options. I was looking at a couple different companies. I got a few samples of a few different pieces from one particular drop shipping site. And I liked it a lot. I liked, some of the samples worked out better than others, based on just like garment quality and the care that they took with printing certain items versus others. But it really kickstarted my enthusiasm for getting into this stuff. Shortly after, I lost my job, so any kind of startup capital that I had was suddenly going to be geared towards savings and trying to just pay my bills in the meantime while I was unemployed. So the whole clothing thing really got put on the back burner until very recently. I'm now, a little over a year later, I've got a lot of positive feedback from some friends and strangers alike, so I'm giving this another shot. Again, this whole thing is so new to me. And it's fascinating. The things that you see out there in the world and you take for granted, somebody put so much effort into all the things that you just scroll by or see and say, oh, well, that's cool, and move on with your life. There's so much effort put into everything. That's really like the biggest thing that I'm learning right now, is how much it takes to make anything happen as far as like creating or turning something from an idea into a saleable product. Or really the thing I have the most respect for is people who maintain Instagram and social media accounts that always have interesting content on them. That's my biggest issue right now, is trying to find a way to not just have kind of like spam, like an Instagram spam account where it's like, hey, this is my brand, this is who I am, and not even this is my brand, really just this is my logo. this is my logo and these are my samples. These are shirts that you can buy from me at such and such a website. Here you go. It's in my link in bio. Please go buy my shirts. Nobody wants to see that. And I'm trying to figure out how to communicate the brand identity that I have in my head that's not very well put into words, and turn that into not just words, because Instagram is going to be my primary platform as of now, is like as far as I know, for communicating with my customers and my audience. Trying to turn that into a visual and like photography based and text based online presence, like develop a brand identity through pictures and text that's interesting, that's not so in your face. You know, as my English teacher in high school used to say, show, don't tell, right? If you're doing creative writing, don't tell people, you know, so-and-so felt this, Tom was sad. Like, illustrate the scene that made Tom sad and describe his actions or his motivations or something in a way that's going to illustrate the fact that he's sad. Like you're winking at the fact that he's sad rather than just saying Tom is sad. And I'm trying to find a way to do that on social media for the first time. And it's weird because I never had an issue with this when I was younger. I was an early adopter of most of the social media platforms that were coming out. You know, I thought Google Plus was going to be the new Facebook because Facebook had been around about as long as MySpace had been around, and I thought it was going to die. I thought social media sites had similar lifespans, but, you know, obviously we see that's not true. Facebook has stood the test of time a million times better than MySpace did. But I was an early adopter. I was on Snapchat. I was, like, making these silly drawings on Snapchat and sending them to all my friends. People were saying, you should do something like this for real and take it seriously, and that was before there were influencers everywhere. And this is spring 2014, so it's not like everybody and their mom was making money on YouTube and Instagram and, you know, had sponsors and all this. It was it wasn't like that at all, and I kind of fell off creating on social media right around the time that this was all going on, right? So like summer 2014, maybe like fall 2014, I really stopped posting on Facebook, posting on Twitter. My Instagram game was always super weak. Snapchat, I loved Snapchat. I spent way more time making stuff on Snapchat than I did my actual job, or you know, trying to take my internship to the next level or whatever at the time. I love Snapchat, and once my real job kind of ramped up and got more serious, I just fell off the social media in general. And now it's like I'm trying to relearn this thing that I once knew how to do. It's like when you fall out with an old friend, you don't see each other for years, and you meet back up. And you're both different people, and you're like, oh, this is going to be easy. We're just going to fall right back into it. Sometimes you do, but sometimes you see that friend, and it's like you're meeting a stranger who has a face that you recognize, and that's kind of where I am now. So it's difficult, it's challenging, but it's interesting, and I'm looking forward to see what, and I hate using the phrase content as like a blanket umbrella term, because I think it's super played out and sounds kind of pretentious, but I'm interested to see what kind of content on Instagram resonates with people, what they like, what they don't like, what that ratio of communicating brand identity to communicating products that are for sale is, like, what's that ideal ratio. I don't know. This is also my first attempt at any kind of podcasting, so it might suck. I have no idea. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, maybe this is interesting to people, maybe it's not, but I'm going to do it for a little while, see how it goes, and yeah, I'll keep you guys updated. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. All right, bye.